copyright forum of Christian leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
We're going to talk about finding and releasing the pioneers. And that's quite interesting. But it's not just finding and releasing the pioneers. It's finding and releasing the pioneers in declining denomination. And there's a lot of declining denomination organizations in Europe. And the question, how do we turn the tide? And I think to turn the tide into the kind of denomination, you need to get into pioneer work. You need to find the pioneers. That's important. And this is the topic. I was 23 years old when I went out to plant a church. I was in a mother church, and I had a passion, really a passion. I wanted to get out, win new people, and start new fellowship. So I was 23 years old. I was hired in the church that I grew up in. So it was my home church, my mother church, Hope Church. And I remember one time I was at the main senior pastor's office, and I was kind of, do I really dare to do this? And he saw me in the eyes and said, Øyvind, if you succeed, we support you. If you fail, we will support you. We love you, we're behind you, no matter what happened. And that kind of attitude, of feeling, was extremely important. Because when I had this kind of support, this fatherly support, it made me extreme bold to really go in what I wanted to do and what I thought God called me to. And there is an example in the Old Testament that I think we have something to learn from. It's the example of Gideon. Gideon was a young man. He was afraid. He was in a situation where the Israelitic people was in a really bad situation. In that situation, God called Gideon to step out of the fellow people and to take leadership. Gideon, as a young man, said, no, I can't do this. But after a while, he talked with God and he said, okay, yes. And the first Gideon was asked was to go up on the top of the hill to tear down the altars of his own father. And I think putting into the situation of Gideon, that was kind of a difficult task. But the challenge was, do you really obey God more than man? But in the night, together with some people, Gideon went up on the top of the mountain, teared down the altars of his father, and went away. In the morning, in the Bible, in the book of Judges, the whole village came to the father of Gideon and said, give me your son, we're going to kill him for what he had done. In that moment, the father of Gideon showed leadership and fatherhood. He said, well, if these gods are gods, they can protect themselves. I protect my son. I believe in him. I don't understand what has happened, but there is something here. There is something I believe in him. And after that, Gideon went on out and won the greatest victory in maybe the Israelitic history, 300 people taking a big army. And I think this fatherhood, or in a way, to see pioneer coming up in a declining denomination, you as a leader have to believe in the young generation. You have to embrace, protect them. And that's a key lesson. I'm walking around talking with top leaders of denomination. I said to them, you are a door opener or a door keeper. And you open the door if you say, see these people. Maybe you don't understand what they're doing. No, maybe you don't really catch their heart, but you believe in them. Then you release them. But there's another thing that is important. It's not just belief. I think it's also to turn your heart to them. Because one thing is say, I will believe in you. That's one thing. The other thing is to turn your heart to them. And I believe that to see a change in a declining domination, releasing the pioneer, finding them and releasing them, you have to start to believe in young people and in them. Because when someone experiences what I experienced, the rumor will go. But it's not just believe, you have to turn your heart to them. And I believe in there is a understanding in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that God is a God of generation. I do it like this. This is an arrow. And when it in Acts 2 talks about sons and daughter, they are the prophetic generation. By definition, sons and daughter, we will be the arrowhead, the prophetic generation that will break through. And in the Christian area, if you don't give the faith to the next generation and the young generation, that they can reach their own generation, we will die in 3 generations. That's happened all over. We are dying. Why? It's not transferred to the next generation. Believe in them. Give your heart to them. Because God is Abraham and Isaac and Jacob's God. He's 3 generational God. And it was never meant to split a generation. We were meant to be together. And the young generation, they are the prophetic generation. The older generation, they will dream. Well, they have perspective. They give direction. They give perspective into the life of the young and direction. And we are meant to be together. But if you don't release in a denomination and put the focus on the young generation, we will probably be died by 3 generation. But it's not just to have this as a theory. In the Old Testament, the last words, we can read about there is a time when God will turn their heart of the fathers to their sons. And when that happens, the son will turn their hearts back to the fathers. I have 4 kids. I know it's my responsibility to keep the heart relation with my kids. I can't expect them to really take the initiative back. It's my father's responsibility. And I see in many places, in many denominations, that there are leaders that think that the young should come to them. Denominational leaders in churches. And think the young should come to them and ask them. Forget it. It's the biblical wrong way. It's turning the father's heart to the young. It's give yourself to the young. And when that happens, you will get the heart back. So we in a denomination, we can complain about the young generation doing things and rebel. But mostly the case of it, or the background, is both the lack of the father giving the heart to the son. And because of that lack, the young rebel. But it's not because they want to rebel, it's a lack of fatherhood. And I believe we are meant to be 3 generations. And we as key leaders in a denomination, if you're going to really see a change, we have to turn our heart to the young generation. So how much time Do you spend with them? How much effort do you do to go to their place and their meeting? It's interesting, if you read high level of leadership literature about recruitment in the globe, in the world, in the secular world, they say you can never delegate recruitment of the best leader to the second level leadership. The top leader has to be involved. And I believe that. That's quite biblical. The father, the leader, has to turn the heart to the son. So question is, how much time do you use? What are your priorities? Do they experience your heart? Or your emails? Or your letters? Or just your words? You will never have a chance in releasing the pioneers in a declining domination if not you turn your priority list and turn your heart, your time, and share your life with the young generation. Because they are the ones, the arrowhead, who are going to break through and going to see and win their own generation. But there's more. You have to give vision as leaders. I often say, leaders who's not painting alternative picture of the future will just repeat what's there today. And as leadership, it's our mandate to paint a picture. I was 23 years old planting a church. There was someone who believed in me. Someone who saw me, believed in me, gave his heart to me. But I was also in a denomination with a clear vision for church planting. In our area, we had in a period of time, we planted four churches in the same area, in a city of 70,000 people. Why? Because the top leadership in the denomination gave a vision, put priorities, resources, money behind. And because of that, there was a response from the grassroots. So the pastors in the local church said, well, what we're going to do is plant churches because our top leadership put priorities, vision behind. And all over Europe, when you look at denomination, there's always a link between vision and the top leadership taking responsibility to paint new and alternative picture of the future and the response from the grassroots. If you're going to find and release the pioneer, you have to be and cast the vision of seeing things happen. If not, it will probably not happen. What you're going to do is repeat just what you already do. And it's continued to decline. So, what vision are you casting? What are you speaking out? What have God spoken to you as leaders? Because if you're going to release the pioneers, finding them, you have to give vision. Because there's a clear correspondence between leadership who give vision and the response from the grassroots to take action into that vision. So, believe in them. Turn your heart to them. Give priorities. And the last point is very important. Give room for them and train. There is a story in the Old Testament about a man, also a young man, also in the same situation as Gideon. He's called Jonathan. And he was a young man hiding in the cave together with Saul and his whole army, really afraid, down, out, hiding themselves for the big army of the Philistines. And in that situation, Jonathan stepped out and he said, Maybe God will do something. 1 Samuel 1:40. Maybe God will do something. And if you are few or many, doesn't matter. If God say, he will do. And together with his armor bearer, he stepped out of the cave when the rest of the army were in the cave. And then he had also a little discussion with God. It's okay to discuss a little bit with God. And in that situation, he won a huge victory. And what happened? The people in the cave saw God moving in their own history. God's presence came down. There was a victory. God interact into the history. And suddenly, all the people in the cave came out, start to fight. And they won a big victory. And it's easy to, it's nice to see that the people that was assimilated into the Philistine army or the Philistine people of the Israelites, they came over to the realistic people and fight with them. So what happened? Because of one man, courage, faith in God, revelation of who God was, stepped out. He changed the nation. Today, there are thousands of these young people, pioneers in Europe. They are there. They're gonna, in a new way, draw down the presence of God. So we will see God in a new way, interact in this world. And what will happen, I believe, is that it will lift the courage, the faith to a church that in some way have hidden themselves in their own cave. And they will come out and start to move. But it's needed thousands of young pioneers. And the problem is, we as leaders, it's not about if they are there. If you start to believe in the young, if you start to turn your heart to them, if you start to give vision, and when you recognize them, give them room, give them space, give them leadership, give them authority, delegate, give them, they will run and they will take the land. And a key thing is to give space, room for them to run. Don't try to tell them what to do. Ask, what can I learn from you? Then you win their heart. This fourth thing, I believe, is crucially important to really see finding and releasing the pioneers in a declining denomination in today's Europe.